blessed are we, the hunter of souls we shall see. On Samhain,
I am the shadow who calls to your soul.
I can hounds far away, far away. I will cast a circle round. Whoa, whoa, leave my soul. Raven witch, I feel your breath. Bringing with you summer's death. Blessed are we, the hunter of souls we shall see. On Samhain,
I am the shadow who calls to your
soul. Sunrise, the tolling bells, far away, far away. Breaks the raven witch's spell. Oh, blessed are we. The leaves of the oaken king fade away, feed the seeds that will come in the spring. Whoa, blessed are we. Blessed are we, summer will come with the May on the tree. Whoa, and hail to the Queen, and under the sun we shall
sing. The same old face staring right back at me. Time goes on and the lines start to show all the miles on this body and soul. Show. pictures that I brought before. The world of music and its revolving door. One day you're up and the next day you're down. Another bright light.
I can't get enough of that sweet music. Hey, how about we get some music on here, huh? There is music on? That's great. I love music.
This is good. Is this animals? Instruments? That's great.
If I ever have a kid, I'm going to let him listen to music. Because music is seems pretty fine to do, to listen to. How about we turn on some music? I've turned off the music. I love this song.
Falling into you.
I love this song. He's not playing. I love this song. This is my favorite part. The song's over.
Oh, baby. Giving up my ghost for you. Now I'm see through. You give me a feeling. Feeling so strong. I know you've been treating yourself wrong. So let me care for you.
Welcome to Metal World Monday, live on a Monday. It's 8:07 in the morning. You're listening to WFO live in Medford.
Lately, why do I waken in my dreams? I see your face so vividly. Don't know what I do.
the ocean, after the sunset, the water's purple, it's as old as fuck.
Yeah.
It's not even a weekend,
it's a Tuesday,
it's a summer night,
summer.
Sit around, but when the sun goes down, little rock polish up your chrome. We're at Redondo.
Fine women, lights on them with the fire so ignited. Wish I had bikes for us. We'd be riding away
at the ocean. After the sunset, the water's purple. It's as cold as fuck.
Come on closer. Take my hand.
Let my voice be your blanket this morning at 8:13 a.m. We're live, Metal World Monday, live on a Monday. Here with young Reedy Cohen. What up, Reed?
What up, what up?
And DJ Small, Riley Stern. What's up, Reed?
What up, what up?
Bro, what's up? We're glad you made it.
I'm also glad I made it.
A lot of the haters and the losers said you weren't going to make it, but...
I know. Did you guys get less listeners last week when I wasn't here?
Actually, we had a record show.
Whoa, that's embarrassing.
You know what? I'm not saying it's a reflection of your ability in any way. I don't know if you guys ever played sports. You guys both seem pretty unathletic.
You'd be mostly right.
But I used to play sports.
I ran track.
And anytime I was out,
I did.
If I was hurt, I would root for my team to lose to prove how good I was.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
Sportsmanship award.
They call him Indispensable Pete.
Yeah, I know. But they usually did better, so it's fine.
And then they asked me to leave the team.
Speaking of sports, we might play the Friday Night Lights theme again. Fans of the show know we only play about 10 songs on this show on a rotation over the course of 3 years. I think we have the lowest variance. I've been doing a lot of statistics.
We know what we like, and there's nothing wrong with that.
And we know what the listeners, mm-hmm. The viewers.
No, we're the viewers.
The viewers. I wish people could be viewers.
It would make the show that much better.
I mean, I'm the biggest radio guy there is, but I think we might have to take that step.
Pete, I'm not sure you have the face for viewers. You more have the face for
radio. I've been told
radio.
I have the face for radio.
Maybe I'll be like a marshmallow figure. Last night we took a picture on portrait mode of, and it all that showed up was Reed's face and my body, which is the best aspects of both of us.
Ideal combo right there.
So maybe.
Can I see it?
Yes. We're going to show it. We're going to just describe it on air so you guys can see. See, this is the problem.
They can see with their minds.
But there's also an air of mystery. Like, what do we look like?
No one knows. And it's also bottomless day in the studio. None of us are wearing pants.
We have another
guest in studio.
She's also not wearing pants today.
Thank goodness. All right, I'm going to play music and we're going to catch up. And then that's... Because we have our private time. We do our own thing.
Friendships.
Please be our friend.
That's been my situation lately. I know that I made it. Take that wine and shake it. Stand for the ovation, baby. I don't need to say I'm sorry. I'm on a perineum safari. Run on and get busy. I'm good with my fizzy. You can go ahead without me. Cause I hit the money button and it all rains cloud.
But be careful when you do, cause you came back down. Once you made it to the sky, you could trip and fall out. Wave up on the long way down. Center of the party, yeah, you want my life. It'll come when I your out if you don't think twice. Come up to my paradise. You're gonna find me on the champagne.
Catch up, but we figured we'd let you into our lives, open our door. We're four open books. DJ Livingston. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
I already like my DJ name better than your actual DJ name. But the host of Velvet Elephant, co-host, you could say.
Co-host, yeah.
No disrespect.
Although, I mean, I pulled weight, so it's fine.
Okay, we have
you on
recording.
Should we dive into that one, or
wow.
leave that where it is?
Wow, okay, I'll just let you sort that out between yourselves. Where were you this weekend? Tell the people.
We were in Chicago. And we
the best city in the world?
The best city in the world.
Chicagoans?
The city that never sleeps.
Do we know what it's... Yeah, Chicagoans.
Chicagoans, yeah.
The Bears.
The Bears.
There we go.
Bears, yes. Anyways, was there for family wedding. It was wonderful. Anne, you looked beautiful. She's not listening, but it's the thought that counts.
Wow.
And you don't know that. It was great.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Unlike Kendall, I have my entire extended family listening right now.
That's true.
I saw the comment your mom made. Hi, Reed's mom. He's doing great.
People, 90% of our viewership is blood related to Reed, which is really, really good for us. Just hundreds of thousands of Coens across the world.
It makes me staple on the show.
Yes. That is actually
possible co-host contender.
Whoa.
I think so.
The stock, I will say on co-host watch, your stock has jumped up after last week. Record viewership last week, thanks to Reed's extended family. But absolutely not. Still have not gotten that co-host. And I will remind you, I've asked you multiple times not to bring this up on the air. But, you know, that we'll look into it. Mouth noises?
No, not mouth noises. Never that.
We did that while those... the two girls training were here,
oh, yeah.
and they both gave each other looks like I've never seen before. I don't think that was the look they were giving each other.
It was
more like
a low amount of comfort.
You see, the listeners couldn't see the face I just made, but it would make it that much better if they could.
I mean,
funny,
can they imagine
how a radio works?
We are still getting a hang of this radio thing. You guys can't actually
mean,
see us.
They can hear us.
They can hear
but
us,
they but they can't see us.
But we can see each other. But
yes.
We can't hear each other.
I can't hear you. Point being.
Sounds right.
I need to take some time to get myself together. These are to your mom?
Yes.
You sent pictures to your mom.
Mm-hmm.
Of you of at me. A party.
Well, not just you. Wait till you see the one of Russ, Cole, and I.
It looks like you're covered in blood.
Russ does look like a serial axe murderer.
In blood. In
this must photograph. Be very confusing for anybody who was not there.
We witnessed a murder.
Saturday night.
Of a
Saturday
party. Night.
Of a party.
Of a dance floor.
Yeah, I,
honestly,
that was a good one.
Thank you for the validation.
Yes, we are.
SDFU,
special SVDFU.
What are you talking about, Peter?
Special victims dance floor.
Okay, I actually love that, and I'm gonna start using that. I don't know what I'm gonna do with it.
This could be the next shirts.
Yeah.
Special victims dance floor.
Yeah. My mom wants the new shirts to say "Call your mom" because she wants me to call more. So like, there could be a Metal World Monday "Call your mom" shirt.
You did make your mom sad yesterday.
I made my mom sad. Speed. It was a bad day. Sorry, mom. She doesn't even listen to the show, so. Who should be mad at who? Really?
Screw you, mom.
Hey, that's my mom you're talking about. If this is my mom calling, we're in trouble.
We're about to find out.
If your lawyer needs a lawyer, you need a lawyer. Hey, welcome to Metal World Monday. You're live with Metal World Pete and the gang.
Are you taking requests?
Yeah, sure.
What category songs are you doing right now?
All sorts of anything you want. It's kind of a hodgepodge on this show.
Oh, okay, how about the song "Anyhow"?
Anyhow.
But it's a Jesse truck stand.
Wow. Okay. I'm in. I'm bought in. What is it? Is it one of your personal favorites?
It's my favorite song in the whole world.
All right.
Wow. Oh, then we have to play it.
We must. We must.
That sounds fantastic. Can you tell me what's it called? Anyhow, by who?
It's a Jesse Truck Stand.
All right. We're going to get that queued up for you, and then we'll be on our way. Thank you so much for calling in. Always appreciate callers on Metal World Monday, live on a Monday. And we will be taking your request. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, take care, caller. Fantastic. Wow. You know what? We need more callers and we need more requests because...
But you don't take requests, typically.
Not from you.
Ooh. Oh, the fallout continues.
Fallout. Oh, God. Did you guys talk about that last week? Oh, yeah, you did because I called in and you mentioned it when I called in, too.
I don't stop mentioning it on air, off air.
Does Kendall know about this?
Honestly, no. It's a nonstop conversation within the show. But I would say...
And our personal lives.
That's right.
It reaches far beyond the studio.
Now that you have your own show, your stock for co-host went down significantly, and Reed's has gone up slightly. The reality is...
ETFs, baby!
ETFs, investments.
Stocks, options.
I have options.
Finance.
Okay. I want to play this song. Is anyone else very curious about this song?
I'm very curious about this song, Peter.
It's coming through our speakers as we speak. I mean...
Is it?
Yes.
There you go.
I know how to work.
It's his favorite song in the whole world.
Shout out to Collar. Welcome back, welcome back. Pete's here, and Kenny's gone, so the show just got infinitely better. I never liked her, and she can go die in a hole.
Wow.
We should never invite her back.
Honestly.
But it's her birthday tomorrow, so we gotta be nice.
But also happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
So it's that time. You know what time.
Oh, yeah.
What's the time?
It's PSA time, and
public service announcements.
Now, so yes, we're giving it to Reed this morning. It's an initiative we have on the show. Longtime listeners will know. First of all, shout out caller. I like the song.
Yeah, that was a great song.
My mom texted me and she said she also liked the song.
Your mom is an integral part of this show. She needs to know that.
And my life.
Yes. She started this whole nightmare for you. We love Reed's
mom. Thoughts on Metal World Monday shirts that say, I love Reed's mom?
I'm in.
Specialty shirts, only for those who really do love Reed's mom.
Okay, so if you're a longtime fan of the show, you know Reed struggles with reading. So this is an initiative to help him read better. Last time we did it, we failed, but this time I'm going to give him a little more time, I think. Reed, last time you gave a poor effort, I want you to give your best effort possible because I think it's going to be a challenge to accomplish this goal.
Okay.
So basically this is a time trial where we play some sort of electronic song, and if he doesn't get there before the drop, it's over for him. I don't know when the drop of this song is, but I know I like this song.
That makes it much harder for me to do this.
Well, this isn't what you signed up for.
Somerville cares about prevention. PSA. Thinking of throwing a house party? Question?
Mm-mm.
No.
Well.
No.
Not anymore. Well. If you are part of the Somerville or Medford communities, mm-hmm. then it is imperative that you are a responsible host. As a host, you can help maintain community relations by controlling the noise and behavior of your guests. It is also important to provide snacks and non-alcoholic beverages to your guests.
It's happening.
And remind guests of alternate
non-alcoholic
beverages. Can lead up to a fine of $2,000 as well as up to a year in jail. This message was brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online on Facebook.
www.somervillenow.gov/scap.
Scap.
You didn't even come close that time. I'm telling you, you need to start faster.
That's the hard part.
All right, let me see this. Show you how it's done. You dropped one.
Well.
What is this all about? What's the theme here? Somerville, okay. So basically the long and the short of it is, remember, it is illegal to provide alcohol to individuals that are under 21 years old. Such behavior can lead up to a fine up to $2,000 as well as up to a year in jail. This message has been brought to you by Somerville Cares About Prevention. Find us online on Facebook, Twitter, and www.somervillema.gov/scap. What's that mean?
Scap?
Somerville Cares About Prevention. We can make scap shirts.
Ah, scap.
It's like the new dare.
Yes, but
scap.
Much more localized.
Much more localized. But that's how you get it done. They have a little picture of a house party. It looks like all the house parties we've attended in our lives.
My mom would like you guys to know that I read very well on Passover from the Haggadah.
That's right.
Honestly, that is the best thing I've heard in a long
that
time.
That is very, very
I get
specific.
Really nervous
also,
on Passover.
I don't know how accurate that actually is.
Because you're probably not very good.
Yeah. But thanks, Mom.
Well, as long as Mom supports you, I think you're going to go places, kid. You've got moxie, home. And I like it. Home.
To safety.
Oh, the places you'll home. You know what, Reed? Let's do this. We talked about this earlier in the week. It's you and me now, baby.
You and me. This is how it should be.
All-star team.
All-star team.
Screw the haters. It's just us.
Screw the haters and the losers.
I'm going to say I'm feeling left out.
No.
Okay.
Shh. We have a few segments we want to do on the show. Should we do You Don't Have the Stones? Do you have the stones?
Do you have the stones?
The answer is inevitably no.
Yeah. Okay, let's do You Have the Stones.
All right, should we do Take It or Leave It again? That's a legitimate radio segment.
Yeah. So it's Do You Have the Stones?
All right, we're playing a new game called Do You Have the Stones today. It's coming after our regularly scheduled programming. Yeah, we're back. Reed's mom approves of the show thus far. Okay, look who wants back on the action.
After the turntables.
After a brief timeout, Ariel's back on the show.
I don't know what I did to deserve that timeout.
I think you need to be humbled, frankly.
You know what you did? You seceded.
You seceded from the show. And the union, so.
The union of our friendship.
Oh, God, that was
beautiful. We know the show's my priority.
No, it's
clearly not. You were late.
No, it's not.
I was
late, and you missed a show.
You have to admit that was very strong of me to be here at like 8:08.
Yes.
8:08, heartbreak, more like.
Like, I made it for the intro. Like, that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You're lucky we got locked out this morning.
We're very lucky, because we usually, the show starts at 8, but real listeners know that the show doesn't start till about 8:05. Because of the police.
Yep.
Yes.
That's how.
No more to add to that.
No, yes. All right. Who feels... Remember how we talked about that one week we were really sad, and then last week we were really happy?
Yeah.
Well, life is like a grandfather clock, if you will.
Tall.
Tall.
I'm sad. I'm tired. I don't want to do this.
You don't want to do... Do you have the Stones?
We haven't even thought of the segment yet.
Do you want to play the song that I requested? Because it's a happy song. It'll make you feel better.
All right. Here's the song Ariel requested.
Got pipes.
That song makes no sense if you listen to it. Although, if you really listen to it, it will make sense. I'll say that much.
Wow.
You can just digest that. You
and what camp do our listeners belong to?
I imagine we have the cream of the crop intellectual types. And also those on the earlier mail route who are, you know, they've read enough mail to be well-versed in any topic. My 8th grade science teacher said a sign of success is if you can hold a conversation with anyone. I'm not sure how that relates to this, but...
It doesn't, but I think it's a good sentiment.
It was just weird because it was like, well, you only talk about biology. Anyway.
And you force that conversation on us, students.
Shout out Mr. Yi. He's kind of a huge beauty.
He's probably listening.
I just need someone in my life to give it structure, to handle all the selfish ways I'd spend my time without her. You're everything I want, but I can't deal with all your lovers. You're saying I'm the one, but it's your actions that speak louder.
I'm awake now, just in time. It's 8:53. Thanks for waking up with me and being patient. All the songs you've heard today are off a playlist I made for a girl, and she didn't really like it that much.
Okay.
Who did we shout out to come back this week? What was it last week? Katie Muth, my second grade crush.
What about sixth grade?
No, it was Maddie Gavin, my sixth grade girlfriend.
Wow. Okay. Has she come back in the interim?
No, she's not.
What about Airport Girlfriend?
Airport Girlfriend!
Please come back.
Please come back.
Was she ever here?
She is here. She's around somewhere. I don't talk to her. I met her in the airport.
I have someone.
That's
I'd like
Pete's
to come
airport
back.
Girlfriend.
Don't talk about my airport girlfriend. You learn a lot about someone based on where they're flying.
I love that.
Like where they're from.
Like where they're from and where they're going.
That's exactly right. And aside from that, I don't know anything about this person.
But we love her.
But I think she might be the one. Please come back.
If you're listening and you remember me.
It's me from the airport.
It's Pete from undergrad.
All right, I'm playing music from the same playlist. But it's not for Airport Girlfriend, though. R.I.P.
Who are we dedicating this to?
I don't want to say.
Oh, wow. Cryptic.
Cryptic. Cryptic Monday today. And
live on a Monday.
Live on a Monday for once. What were we talking about?
Airport Girlfriend?
No. Something else.
Sixth grade girlfriend.
No. Wait.
Second grade. Wow, you just leave yourself
and
open.
Do you
to
notice
feel
that he never asks? He never asks us about our middle school crushes.
Or airport crushes. Or
for all you know, I
you
have an airport
boyfriend.
You guys
are so needy.
We are.
Well,
if you could have seen what my airport girlfriend did to me, you'd understand this needy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I bet. When they ask, can you help in the exit row, she says no. That's airport humor.
What's that?
Airport humor.
My airport boyfriend is listening right now. Yeah. I texted him.
Okay. Well,
shout out airport boyfriend.
You're just trying to copy my thing, and it's mm-mm. Frank. No, it's everyone
knows. You're
just
trying to make us jealous.
And it's not working.
You have one too. You
she left.
Yeah, she got on that plane. I was on bended knee saying, don't get on that plane. And here we are.
Just like the end of Friends.
That's what I was thinking. Oh, don't... Ross and Rachel... I don't know. I didn't watch the end of Friends. So, I'm a fraud. I'm going to play a song. This has been one of our worst shows we've ever done.
Well, at least we didn't do mouth noises.
We still have 4 minutes. I'm going to play a song. We're going to come back. And then we'll do that thing. We might even do a new segment.
Oh.
My darling, I can't seem to find what's good in love is not that good at all.
Okay, we have to go. It's 8:59. Spencer and Nick are coming on. Hopefully. They're always late to their show, too, those bums. Good guys, though. One of the best shows on campus. It used to be called Moist Vibes, I think, but now it's like something vibes, parentheses moist. I don't know. Whatever it is, I'm a big fan. Tune in later this week. Look forward to next week. Ariel has a show right before Metal World Monday at 7 a.m. What's it called?
Sound of My Voice.
Sound of My Voice.
Made with Becca Levis. She's really cool.
Somf.